Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Yod Mishnah Beis and Parak Yod Mishnah Gimel. In the end of the previous Mishnah, Parak Yod Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that if the person who found tefillin on the ground on Shabbos is afraid that he's going to be attacked by thieves, then he doesn't need to stay with them. He may carry with them less than 4 amos at a time. Our Mishnah here in Parak Yod Mishnah Beis is going to cite an opinion that argues with that Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Nosnon lachavero, that instead of carrying them less than 4 amos at a time, he should simply give them to a friend who is standing within 4 amos of him, vichavero lechavero, and then his friend should give them to his friend who is standing also within 4 amos of him, and so on and so forth, ad shemagia lechater achitzona, until the last person reaches the outermost courtyard of the city where the tefillin can be left in a safe place. Now, Rav Shimon is going to continue here with another case in which this way of transferring is also preferred. Says the Mishnah V'chein Bino, the same is true that if one's child is born in a field on Shabbos and must be brought to a place where he can be adequately and appropriately taken care of, Nosno lechavero, one should give the child to his friend, v'chavero lechavero, and his friend should then give the infant to his friend, and so on and so forth, afilu mea, even if the baby will have to be handled by 100 people, which is certainly not ideal for a little child to be handled by so many people. Nonetheless, this is better than having just one person carry the baby all the way, less than 4 amos at a time. Now, according to this previous Tana of our Mishnah, it seems clear that passing an item from one person to another, who is again within 4 amos of the first person, is allowed only when it comes to a mitzvah, such as when it comes to protecting tefillin or the well-being of a child. The next Tana here is going to rule that it's actually allowed in other situations as well. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, No sin adam chavas the chaver, even if a person found an ownerless barrel in a rishus harab in a public area, he may give the barrel to his friend, v'chavero lechaver, and his friend may give it to his friend, and so on. Afilu chos latchum, even if they are transferring it, if they're moving it, if they're carrying it outside of the tchum, even more than 2,000 amos from where it was initially found. We should just point out that the Bartanura points out that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in this regard, namely, you can only carry something in this way, pass it to a friend and so on, when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, when it comes to an actual mitzvah. The Chachamim disagree with this last point of Rabbi Huda, and they say, Amru lo, the Chachamim responds to him and said, Lo tahalich zo yoser meragli ba'aleha. This barrel certainly may not go further than where its owner has the potential to go, meaning to say, the barrel must be treated as though it had an owner. And just as an owned barrel is confined to a tchum, meaning the tchum of the owner, so too here as well, this ownerless barrel is confined to a tchum, namely the tchum of the place where it was found. Therefore, say the Chacham, back to Rabbi Yehuda, it may not be taken more than 2,000 amos from its original place. Now, continuing with Parak Yod, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to present another case in which the Chachamim got rid of one of their Isurim in order to preserve the holiness of a holy item. It says the Mishnah Hayakori B'Sefer Al Ha'iskupa, that if a person was reading a holy scroll, that is, the Bartanura points out that in the times all books were written upon scrolls, like a Sefer Torah of today. And, we're talking about someone who's reading a scroll of Psukim while sitting on a porch which has the status of a Carmelist. The porch sort of just out from the house a little bit. It's at least 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim long, and less than 10 tefachim high, and therefore it would be considered a Carmelist. Says the Mishnah, Nisgalgil ha-sefer miyado, and that one of the ends of the scroll rolled out of his hand and landed on the ground of a Rishos Harab Meve public domain. Says the Mishnah, Golulo etzlo, he can roll it in toward himself, that although it is Usr Midurabana to move an item from a Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelist, even in this case where the reader is holding one end of the scroll in the Carmelist, the Chachamim lifted their prohibition so that this holy scroll will not be left in this horrible position of being on the ground rolled up in that way. Now, after we learned this halacha of a scroll that fell into a Rishus HaRabim from a Carmelist, the Mishnah is going to discuss a scroll that fell into a Rishus HaRabim from a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Mishnah, Hayakori Barosh Hagag, if he was reading this the holy scroll when sitting on a rooftop, which is a Rishus HaYachid, a private area, Vinis Galgil HaSefer Miyado, and one end of the scroll rolled out of his hand. What's the halacha? Ad Shalohi Gila Asara Tfachim, and before it comes within 10 Tfachim of the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, Gol Lo Etzel, he can roll it back towards himself. But once it comes within 10 Tfachim of the ground, he may no longer roll it in. Rather, what should he do? Hovcho alaksav, he should turn it over onto its writing, as the Gemara points out that it's less demeaning for the written side to be turned over than to be exposed, and he should leave it like that. Now, Rishus HaRabim extends only 10 tefachim upward. The space above that is considered to be a makom pitur, from which it is allowed to carry into any type of area. Therefore, as long as the end of the scroll is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, he may bring it back to the rooftop, to the Rishus HaYachid. But once it goes below the 10 tefachim and enters the public domain, bringing it back would not be allowed. Now, although this is not an Isser Midda'araisa, because he is already holding on to the other end of the scroll, it is so close to an Isser Midda'araisa that it is not permitted, even for the sake of protecting the holy scroll that is on the ground. Now, this Isser against rolling in the end of the scroll from within 10 tefachim of the ground applies only if it had come to rest on some sort of a surface in the Rishus HaRabim. If it is, however, dangling in the air and not resting on a surface, then the reader is allowed to roll it in, no matter how close it is to the ground, as the Mishnah is about to teach us. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu ein misulak min haaretz ela kimlo machab, that even if it is removed from the ground by only the width of a needle, meaning it's only in the air just a small distance from the ground, golulo etzli, he may roll it in toward himself, since it is not resting on a surface, bringing it back into the Rishus HaYachid would be allowed. Now, according to both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, once the dropped end lands on a surface that is within 10 tefachim of the ground, it may not be rolled back up into the Rishus HaYachid. Now, although the Isser is only Usser on a Midrabanan level, because at the end of the day, the reader again is holding the other end in the Rishus HaYachid, it is not going to be waived for the sake of protecting the scroll of the Torah. But as we're about to see, Rabbi Shimon, who we don't paskin like, is going to disagree with that. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu Bo'aretz Atzmo, that even if the scroll is on the ground itself of the public domain, Gololo Etzli, he may roll it in towards himself. She'in l'chadavar mishim shvus omed bifnei kisvei HaKodesh. Because, says Rabbi Shimon, nothing prohibited only on a midrabanan level is going to stop a person from preserving, from maintaining the sanctity of something, of some holy writing, of these holy scrolls. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's an Isser midrabanan to pull it in, and therefore, even if it lands on something in the Rishus HaRabim, it's still going to be something that a person should do in order to preserve the holy scroll. But again, we don't paskin this way, we paskin like the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, namely, once the dropped end lands on a surface within 10 tefachim of the ground, then it can no longer be rolled back up into the Rishus HaYachid. Have a great day.